30 years. She handwrote all the first invitations.
Oh my God.
She made all of the calls. And we were kids 30 years ago. And the way it happened, like, how do you start this? Well, I said, I want to make a collection. I couldn't afford employees, so I draped, cut the first pattern, fit the garments, and sewed many of them. And others, we had sample makers coming to my little studio at night, and they would also help sew. Do you remember who Madame Gray was?
Yes.
Famous Madame Gray from Paris. She held the drape picture.
Yes.
Madame Gray would come to New York twice a year and show the couture for once a year for Austin Hearst's charity called the Musicians Emergency Fund. So this is true. So I think it was in 1979, Viv and I said, let's go to the lunch. So we'll get the guest list. And that's what we did. So here we are, children, sending invitations out to Mrs. Onassis, Mrs. Hearst, Mrs. Erdogan, Mrs. Rayner. And life has a strange 360-degree turn. So many of those ladies became clients then, 25 years later. So bizarre. But that's the first show at the Westbury Hotel. Very few people showed up. But those that did saw what I was trying to do. It was a collection of, I think, 25 looks. And I wanted to show that I could do. We have pictures. And I'll tell you a big secret. Every couple of years, I slide one of the pieces from 30 years ago into the collection. No one knows the difference.
Oh, that's great. That's
no,
great.
Because it's probably still so timeless, right?
At Harold Cohn's, the goddess exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the goddess exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Art showed two pieces from that collection next to a piece that I did for Halston in 77. And they just looked so timely. And I didn't go to opening night. I'm just rambling, I'll tell you the story.
No,
I didn't go to opening night because I'm so emotional, but I snuck into the museum on a Saturday, hid baseball cap aside, and just cried because I saw that reality. But Viv and I started the business. Now, since you work with Viv, Viv retired.
I know, I just checked them out today. They said she's in North Carolina.
She's in North Carolina, and I talk to her every day. You know, it's like a marriage. Okay, we're showing you some different pieces. This is a raincoat made out of a new polyurethane fabric, made out of also milk byproducts, and that's how you get these sheen. It's an experimental fabric, it's a raincoat, it's not for everyone, but within the wearability of the collection, I also like to push technology, and also cut. And if you're going to be at the Charles James exhibit tonight, this jacket is tremendously influenced by Charles James because of the roundness, the elliptical shape of the sleeve. It's cut this way with pleats and this way in two dimensions.
Is that actually waterproof?
Yep.
That's really good.
And flame retardant?
No. Nothing is.
I love your head standing next to flames.
Yes. I would imagine milk is probably not flame retardant.
She's like water resistant.
No, of course,
that would be the last thing
I would
think of.
You know,
wearing
for
that.
Production, so it's not as hourglass. So
beautiful.
Let me report that Vivian moved to North Carolina. She retired because of her health. For those who know Viv, her health wasn't that great. She had three spinal surgeries, and she is in the process of almost, this is a little linen sheet, very, very simple, double-breasted, and the yoke details and the details in the dress are in black satin, like in the pleats for spring. This is from Resort. We brought Resort along with spring. I love this dress, and I'll tell you why. You might at first say it's so simple, but you know what? It sort of echoes that simplicity of Givenchy. And Monsieur de Givenchy sort of silenced and made modern that period after Balenciaga. And I think it's necessary because it has a youthful appeal at the same time it carries a woman of any age. I hate clothes that are aged, have an age attached.
I'm good for that.
You know? Or that's young, or that's modern. I hate those words. So, anyway, Viv is writing this book. It's almost written, and she has one of the most important literary agents in the United States going to represent it, and they're going to publish it this year. So I'm so happy about that. All right, so I started 30 years ago. That's what I started to say. And 2 days ago, I received one of those plaques on 7th Avenue.
Oh, wow.
Do you know they have that, like they have in Hollywood, the plaques?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I think it's in today's women's wear if you get it here in the store. But, you know, the people like Galanos and Norell and Halston. This is a little silk file dress. And I used clear plastic as insets in the collection this season. And of course, that could be filled in with self fabric if you don't want the clear plastic.
You have to work for work.
I love the plastic.
It's a very clean line cut silhouette this season. I love to show the seams on the outside. You know, we've picked out a couple of those. When you go downstairs and look through the collection, there's lots of wearable things to put together. So I received that star this week, which was a very emotional thing, because, you know me, I take this so seriously and struggle to keep this level alive in the United States, because we no longer have an American fashion industry. Forget it. And I dread this afternoon I have to talk to the kids at one of the design schools here, because they want to be designers, but nobody can afford a workroom in the United States. Everybody is making clothes in China and in Asia. And we have our own workrooms. Everything is made in the United States.
Thank you.
Under my own workrooms. And here's the other thing. I went on Bloomberg News and talked about this last week. This is the most wearable thing in the collection. You know why? It's a sheath.
That's what you said on Bloomberg?
You know what I said on Bloomberg? I need investors to stay alive. Yeah. That's
there you go.
I'm not shy anymore to ask.
Good. No, you shouldn't be.
No, you don't ask
it.
That's right.
Did you inherit Galanos' investors?
Jimmy never had investors. Jimmy did it himself. That's why he was so particular. He said, no, ever. It's a little sheath with a matching jacket, a double-faced wool crepe. It's a great everyday thing. It's a restaurant piece if you're day or evening. You're looking at a very short proportion for the show. We're certainly not going to make the clothes like that and ship them. You all understand that. What we show on the runway on 20-year-old bodies is not what we have
right.
to show.
Well, and then the other thing in terms of you bring up a good point about, you know, the kids in fashion today, it's like, I think the real designers, you know the craft first and have practiced it before they become elevated, their name is out there. And so, and you can see that in your clothes. It's so, like, I consider your clothes as you're a bottoms-up designer because of all the details that you put together. And nowadays, it is just, oh, this silhouette, and just do it, and somebody else can cut it, and there's
here's
no...
Here's my vision. It's like, yeah,
I want to tell you what this is. My dear, can you take your hands out of your pockets? Thank you. It distorts the dress. Now, let me tell you. This is the concept that I started the whole spring collection with. There are 16 looks downstairs in matelassé. This cloth is